This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. For those employed by the oil and gas industry in the U.S., the job situation is turning sour amid lower oil prices. Oilfield services company Schlumberger announced this week it'll cut 11,000 workers from its payroll. That's after 9,000 jobs were cut in January. Throughout the rest of the industry, tens of thousands of oilfield workers are being laid off. And as Gigi Duban reports, the trend shows no signs of slowing down anytime soon.
Oil prices dropped and jobs had to go. The first ones were at the oil service companies like Halliburton and Schlumberger. Jeff Bush is president of CSI Recruiting, which places workers in oil and gas jobs.
They've quickly moved to reduce their amount of operations in the field, and the first phone call they make is to that service company.
Next come layoffs at the major oil companies. And now, Bush says, job cuts are trickling down to the independents, companies that just focus on oil and natural gas extraction.
It just follows the course of who feels the pain the first.
In Texas, just in the last 3 weeks, more than 500 workers, from drillers to crane operators, have lost jobs, according to the Texas Workforce Commission. And since November, the unemployment claims keep coming, says Lisa Givens, spokeswoman for the commission.
We have just over 50,000 claims filed from that time period. And then last year, for this same time period, we saw just over 23,000 claims filed.
I'm Gigi Duban for Marketplace.